I want to look at human issues that affect individuals, nation states, and the planet. So I've put together a process model in a PowerPoint slide to have a look at the high-level processes involved in looking at human issues. This is the frame for this set of slides. I think it's possible to put together a high-level view. I should be able to provide detailed documentation at further levels. What's driving me to do this is my concerns for waste of human resources, biased observations, narrow issue agendas, and potential failures in observing important issues. Individualism, short-term focus, and feelings or moral superiority-based decision-making. I've read widely and studied widely, particularly in systems thinking. The five main high-level processes are observe, communicate, manage issues, agree, act. Additionally, there's some supporting processes, and I have a look at a current issues framework. A lower level of the observe process shows collect, frame, structure, analyse, verify, link, hypothesise and test around a store of data and information. Communicate is a complex topic. I've put some of the lower level processes in this slide. The manage issues lower level process includes investigate and classify. To agree on something, we need to organise a discussion, have the discussion and do some recording and storing of the process. The ACT process is based on normal project processes. Define success is not normally done well, and review needs to be done well for the project to learn anything. Supporting processes are resources, agreement resolution, research and development and cooperation. Pure research around no particular issue can sometimes lead to good results. This is an overview of how humans deal with issues. The behaviour of individual humans feeds into nation-state and large group behaviours, which feeds into all of humanity. Sometimes we can take effective action, but more often than not, we fail to take effective action. Sometimes that's because we fear the unknown and we're relying on mystic or natural solutions. We cannot agree or there's not enough technology or resources. In that case, the issue can escalate or it can be overtaken by other bigger issues or the issue can de-escalate. If we do agree and do something, we can take effective action and sometimes the issue is managed. In all cases, whenever we do anything, there will be unintended consequences. For individual humans, there's two main types of behaviour around education and motivation. For nation states, there are more behaviours and more complexity, and shared information frames, data and observations, and process frames. At the human planet level, there's two options, sustainability or fight, kill and plunder and extinction. Hypothesis testing is used in a number of areas. We might hypothesise that something is wrong, and if we don't do something, we will all die. A null hypothesis is nothing is wrong and we do not need to do anything. If we make mistakes, we can make type 1 and type 2 errors. A type 2 error is where we do nothing, but we die. Choice doesn't happen once, it turns into a pattern. So if we choose to do nothing and it works, that same choice might not work again next time. So if we just ignore the noise in the bushes and it was really a lion and the lion just happened to be well fed, it doesn't mean the next time we hear that lion noise that the lion is not well fed. There are four possible outcomes. If you correctly reject the null hypothesis, then you've succeeded, but it's impossible to prove that what you did was absolutely certain to have made the success happen. If you've done something and it turned out to be not required, then that's a waste. If you don't reject the null hypothesis and you're correct, in other words, you do nothing and sit there, that's correct, but you're not sure that's going to work next time. If you don't reject the null hypothesis and it was wrong, and it's a fatal error, then you're dead. And we call that a mistake. When we choose to do something, commonly we'll waste resources, particularly if we haven't formed the hypothesis very well or we don't choose the right action, and we tend to do a lot. Thinking or doing the correct thing, even if we've got something that works, there might be something better that works. And we make many mistakes as humans, and we observe people making mistakes. We don't want everyone to make the same mistake, so therefore diversity and different choices is a good survival outcome. To briefly summarise, we've looked at the five main processes, a quick look at the supporting processes and current issues. I've also had a look at the choices framework we can choose to do and how we evaluate success of choice at a general level.